Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. AI, Made Simple for Beginners by Don O'Neill is a practical entry point for readers who want to understand and use everyday artificial intelligence tools without a technical background. Framed as a results-focused guide, it connects basic AI concepts to real tasks like planning, writing, research, and decision support, helping beginners move from curiosity to confident use. The book emphasizes productivity gains through structured prompting, smarter problem solving, and repeatable workflows that can be applied at work, school, or home. Alongside hands-on exercises, it also highlights responsible use, encouraging readers to recognize common ethical pitfalls such as bias, privacy exposure, misinformation, and over-reliance on automated outputs. Rather than treating AI as mysterious or intimidating, it presents it as a set of tools that become more reliable when users provide clear inputs, verify results, and set boundaries. For readers overwhelmed by hype or unsure where to start, the book aims to simplify the landscape and provide a steady path to faster, safer, and more effective outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding AI in plain language and setting realistic expectations. A core theme is demystifying what modern AI is and what it is not, so beginners can use it with confidence instead of fear or inflated expectations. The book positions AI as a pattern-based system that can assist with language, ideas, organization, and analysis, while still requiring human judgment for truth, context, and consequences. It helps readers separate marketing claims from practical capability, which matters because disappointment and misuse often stem from misunderstanding. By establishing simple mental models, such as AI as a helpful assistant rather than an authority, readers learn to treat outputs as drafts and suggestions. This topic also encourages goal setting, identifying which tasks should be accelerated, which should remain human-led, and where AI adds the most value. It frames success as improved throughput and clarity, not perfection. Beginners are guided to start small, measure results, and iteratively refine their approach, which reduces frustration and increases adoption. The overall takeaway is a grounded view of AI that supports better decisions about when to use it, how much to trust it, and how to integrate it into daily workflows responsibly. Secondly, prompting and communication skills for better outputs. Another major focus is how to communicate with AI tools to get useful, reliable results quickly. Instead of treating prompts as casual requests, the book emphasizes structured instructions that include purpose, audience, format, constraints, and examples. This improves relevance and reduces vague or overly confident responses. Readers learn to iterate, ask follow-up questions, request alternatives, and guide the tool toward higher quality through clarifications. The topic highlights that good prompting is not a one-time trick, but a repeatable skill, similar to writing a strong brief for a colleague. It also addresses common beginner pitfalls such as asking overly broad questions, failing to specify context, or accepting the first output without checks. Practical exercises likely reinforce how to transform messy thoughts into clear directives, and how to use AI for brainstorming, outlining, summarizing, and rewriting. The aim is faster results without sacrificing control. By learning prompt patterns, such as role assignment, step-by-step reasoning requests, and formatting instructions, readers can build a personal library of reusable prompts. This turns AI into a dependable productivity partner rather than a frustrating novelty. Thirdly, productivity workflows and smart problem solving with AI assistance. The book centers on using AI to increase productivity through workflows, not isolated experiments. This topic frames AI as a support system for solving problems, clarifying the problem statement, identifying constraints, generating options, evaluating trade-offs, and producing an actionable plan. Readers are encouraged to combine human expertise with AI speed by using the tool to organize information, propose checklists, draft templates, and simulate perspectives. The emphasis on smart problem solving suggests methods that reduce cognitive load, such as breaking tasks into steps, using structured decision matrices, and converting goals into measurable deliverables. AI can also help with communication tasks like drafting emails, reports, meeting agendas, and project updates, saving time while maintaining consistency. The key is establishing repeatable processes: intake, prompt, refine, verify, and finalize. This reduces dependence on inspiration and makes output more predictable. Hands-on exercises likely demonstrate how to apply these processes to common real-world scenarios, such as planning a week, learning a new topic, or tackling a complex project. The result is a practical toolkit that turns AI from an occasional helper into a daily system for faster, clearer work. Fourthly, hands-on exercises to build confidence and transfer skills. A distinguishing feature is the inclusion of practice activities designed to make learning active rather than purely conceptual. Exercises matter for beginners because the biggest barrier is not understanding definitions, but developing comfort through repetition. This topic highlights how guided tasks can help readers test prompts, compare outcomes, and discover what works for their personal needs. By practicing on low-stakes scenarios, such as rewriting text, creating outlines, generating ideas, or building simple plans, readers develop intuition about how AI responds to different instructions. Exercises can also teach self-correction, recognizing when an output is too generic, when it misses context, or when it needs constraints like word count, tone, or structure. Over time, these activities help users build their own prompt library and workflow templates that can be reused. The hands-on approach also supports critical thinking, because it encourages validation steps like cross-checking facts, requesting sources when appropriate, and asking the AI to list assumptions. The practical benefit is reduced trial and error in real-work situations. Readers finish with skills they can transfer to new tools and use cases, even as the AI landscape evolves. Lastly, minimizing ethical dilemmas, privacy, bias, accuracy, and responsible use, the book explicitly addresses ethical dilemmas, helping beginners avoid mistakes that can harm trust, compliance, or personal safety. This topic covers the everyday risks that arise when people treat AI output as unquestionably correct or share sensitive information in prompts. Readers are guided to think about privacy and data security, including what types of personal, client, or proprietary details should not be entered into an AI tool. It also emphasizes bias awareness. AI outputs can reflect skewed patterns, stereotypes, or missing perspectives, so users should review content for fairness and appropriateness. Another key issue is misinformation and hallucinations, where tools may produce confident but incorrect statements. The book encourages verification habits, such as checking critical facts with reputable sources and distinguishing between creative drafting and factual reporting. Responsible use also includes transparency and accountability, knowing when to disclose AI assistance, maintaining human oversight, and understanding that the user remains responsible for decisions and outputs. By treating ethics as a practical checklist rather than a philosophical debate, beginners gain clear guardrails. The result is safer productivity, fewer reputational risks, and more trustworthy outcomes in professional and personal contexts. In conclusion, this book is best for beginners who want practical results from AI tools without needing coding skills, including students, office professionals, small business owners, freelancers, and curious everyday users. It can benefit a reader's life by reducing time spent on routine work, improving clarity in communication, and strengthening problem-solving through structured workflows. By learning how to prompt effectively and iterate on outputs, readers can move from scattered experimentation to consistent productivity gains. The added focus on minimizing ethical dilemmas is especially valuable because it builds safer habits early, such as protecting sensitive information, checking accuracy, and watching for bias. Compared to many introductory AI guides that focus heavily on hype, tool lists, or abstract concepts, this book positions AI as a skill you practice, with hands-on exercises that help you internalize techniques you can reuse across different platforms. The combination of simple explanations, applied productivity methods, and responsible use guardrails makes it worth buying for readers who want both speed and confidence. If you are looking for a beginner-friendly pathway that turns AI into a dependable assistant while keeping you in control, this book offers a structured and practical starting point. If you would like to support Don O'Neill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.